Talk Live. You may take control of these very airwaves here. Toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch into this live Saturday edition of the program. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us at freetalklive.com where you may submit content. So you find something online, you want to share it with us, you want to share it with the other listeners of the show, all you have to do is go to freetalklive.com, submit it as show prep. It will appear on our site. You may then vote it up if you like it, or vote it down if you don't. Actually, if you submit it, you can't vote it up because you submitted it. But other people get to vote on it, and you get to vote on everything else that's there. So go to freetalklive.com, get interactive. Number one story right there. Right now, NSA officers sometimes spy on love interests. Is anybody shocked by that? It's definitely shouldn't be a surprise, because when you give humans power to do things, they will utilize that power, even if it's against their own rules.
Yeah, it's pretty outrageous, though, that, in fact, the NSA has the power to spy on Americans, and frankly does, and then they abuse it and go after... You know, go and look at, oh, I wonder what that pretty girl that I talked to is doing, and those kind of things. And I know he cheated on me. I'm just going to look through his email.
Talk about the ultimate creeper, right? Like, if you're working for the NSA.
And it's creepy. And frankly, love interests don't bother me that much either. What concerns me is the idea that these people have access to the emails and private communications of judges, politicians, powerful men and women around the world. When you know those people's secrets, you hold sway over those people. The people that have the secrets hold all the power. And I don't know who's getting the secrets. I don't know who's using against whom. I don't know who's buying them. I don't know who's selling them. But it's frightening, because what it says to me is that whatever semblance of a democracy might have ever existed doesn't anymore.
So thanks to Benjamin Bartholomew for submitting that. So you get to see who submits them and you vote on them. So go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. Got an update to start the show tonight. There was a story that we reported on. I don't know if it was earlier this year. It probably was earlier this year. Out of Vero Beach, Florida, CBS has got the update, CBSNews.com. Caitlin Hunt, the Florida 19-year-old charged over a same-sex relationship with an underage classmate, is back in jail. Prosecutors have withdrawn a plea deal offer and are now asking that her bond be revoked after they say she violated pretrial conditions by contacting the alleged victim in the case. Authorities say Hunt was booked into the Indian River County Jail Monday night. She remained there Tuesday morning. State's Attorney's Office pulled its plea offer on Monday following allegations that Hunt violated her pretrial conditions by contacting the girl during a Tuesday afternoon hearing. The judge would weigh the prosecution's motion to revoke her bond and return her to the county jail, which did apparently happen on the charges against her. Two counts of lewd and lascivious battery on the classmate, who was 14 at the time of the relationship. She was charged in February and posted a $5,000 bail at the time and was released with a court order not to contact the girl. Now, we don't know what the context of her contact was, what the purpose was. Some cases,
we have seen situation where contact is innocuous. Contact is actually reciprocal contact, where the other person contacted them and
first,
so we actually had a friend who was picking up his kid from his wife. He wasn't allowed to talk to her. He was doing it at the police station.
That's right.
And she asked him a question, and he nodded to her
about bills.
She asked him a question about bills. He nodded to her as he took his son, and they arrested him.
For a violation of those similar terms of non-contact. So Indian River County Sheriff Sergeant Thomas Rollin told Scripps Treasure Coast newspapers the bond company that posted Hunt's bail brought her to jail. He reportedly emphasized that her arrest was not so. She got actually bounty hunted, basically, on that. He reportedly emphasized that her arrest was not a result of judicial action, but rather done at the discretion of the bail bond agent. Prosecutors said last week that Hunt contacted the alleged victim almost daily since March 1st, according to the Orlando Sentinel. According to the paper, court documents say Hunt and the girl had contact through nearly 20,000 text messages and Facebook. Now, I presume, is that supposed to mean since March 1st, they sent that many text messages.
That's
back
the impression
and forth.
I get. I wouldn't
that,
doubt
that
it
is
at
the
all.
Impression
We're talking
I
about
guess.
Young people
yep.
here in love, and young people in love aren't going to pay much attention to court rulings and things like that.
Right.
And this is essentially, as I understand it, this is a situation of a senior dating a freshman.
Something like that, yeah. She was 18, I think, at the time.
How many times has this gone on in high schools across the country where a senior is dating a freshman? I mean,
it's probably not too uncommon.
I have a real problem with the idea that we take young people, put them together in a building, and then tell them, no touching, no. I mean, we're not talking about even what they have to charge her with lewd and lascivious because you can't really charge her with rape because of the sort of the nature of a lesbian relationship. So it's ridiculous.
Well, it gets more ridiculous here because you're right, Mark. They definitely were contacted. Those 20,000 were sent that time, apparently, because also they say here that Hunt sent sexually explicit photos as well as a video, and the two had apparently continued to secretly meet, which probably was
what a surprise.
Talked about in those very text
young
messages.
People that are in love getting together, even though their parents right. don't want them to.
Right. I mean, that's essentially what this really comes down to here is that the victim, the supposed, probably 15 years old now. But
victim
this,
doesn't seem very victim-y.
Yeah, I mean, she's continuing to meet with the girl who's being charged here. This is clearly something that is being brought on by her parents without the consent of the victim in this case. But the law is, supposed to suggest here that this teenager cannot make this choice, that she cannot decide right. to be with this 19-year-old girl.
Who, is she 19 now?
She's now 19. 19 she was yeah. apparently 17
time.
When they had first met. A little getting more on the story here. So, again, continuing to contact one another, continuing to secretly meet. The station reported that Hunt's mother also texted the alleged victim and urged her to delete everything so no one would find out that the girl and Hunt had spoken. Prosecutors had offered Hunt a plea deal, which...
Now, is that structuring? I mean, is that some kind of situation where you're messing with evidence? Because, I mean, I can totally understand why a parent would do such a thing, but in this world where we've got more laws than a person could ever possibly know...
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. Prosecutors did offer a plea deal, which would have sentenced her to 3 years probation, and given her a clean record, she would not be allowed to contact the alleged victim and would have to complete 150 hours of community service... among other conditions, because the community has been damaged by these two girls being in love with one another and experimenting
yeah.
or whatever. If she's found guilty on the second-degree felony charges, she could face up to 15 years in prison and could be required to register as a sex offender. Fall is when the trial is all set. She had played on the basketball team with her younger girlfriend and shared the same circle of friends, according to her mother. The two had a consenting relationship that began soon after Caitlin turned 18, and Hunt Smith said she assumed the younger girl's parents knew that. The father has publicly claimed, this is Hunt's father, the alleged victimizer, publicly claimed the girlfriend's parents went to police because they blamed Hunt for their child's homosexuality. So they basically, they found out their daughter was dating a girl, and
I don't really
allegedly,
care. I don't really
that's
care.
Why they went to the cops.
Care about the genders here. It doesn't matter to me. That's completely irrelevant. The problem is that people can use the judicial system, I prefer to call it the legal system, because I don't think there's much just about it,
mm-hmm.
can use the legal system to go after an undesirable person that is dating their daughter. That is really,
sick.
Really disgusting. And if you're going to put these young people together in a high school,
right.
they should be able to date.
Yeah, and then you tell them that you can't. I mean, essentially, it's one thing to do a bunch of community service and probation, but the real punishment for Caitlin here is going to be that she can't contact this girl. Like, if she were to have gotten that plea deal, which now they've revoked it, because she violated the bail conditions. But even if she had gotten the plea deal, she would have violated the probation. Because part of her probation would be to not talk to the girl, the ex-girlfriend. And, of course, they would be secretly meeting and doing all that stuff. So then it's VOP, and she's in prison for 3 years. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But maybe you think Caitlin committed a crime. Do you think Caitlin here is an actual criminal? And if it wasn't Caitlin, but instead Callan or Colin, would Colin be a criminal in your mind? 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control here. It's Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen. Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe you can recall back to your days in high school. I know this doesn't describe me, but maybe it describes you, where you had a, just because I didn't really date anybody, but maybe you had a date that you went on or a series of dates that you went on with somebody who was in a younger grade from you. In this case, a senior with a freshman. Now, the two in this particular case happen to be lesbians, but that's just more of incidental detail, because the older of the couple is being charged with a felony, and at least one felony, and she is facing 15 years in prison in Florida for essentially having a relationship, which by all indicators is continuing today, despite the court order against it, despite the court telling this young lady, Caitlin, that she is not allowed to contact the so-called victim. They sent 20,000 text messages since that court order. They have secretly met, and now they've revoked the young lady's bail. She is now sitting in jail and awaiting trial coming this fall. And I guess my question is, and the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, but the question is, how do you feel about this? Is there anybody out there that thinks this is just, that this is appropriate? Anyone besides the so-called victim's parents? Because they're the ones who brought this action. It certainly wasn't the girlfriend. So the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You may also join us on our Skype at username lrn.fm.
I'm going to give you a stock tip. That stock tip is Force Field Energy. You can find them at forcefieldenergy.com. I purchased this stock. I am excited about this stock. They paid for this ad. There's always risk when investing. Consider that that's the case. But let me tell you why I'm excited about it. They have not paid for my endorsement, though. I'd like to make that point. So they're paying for the time, not the endorsement. Mm-hmm. And that's important. So Force Field Energy makes LED lighting. I think everybody can agree with me that LED is the direction lighting is going.
And sure seems that way.
When you're talking about big businesses, warehouses, municipalities, places like this, they spend a lot of money on lighting. Force Field Energy supplies them with the latest technology in lighting through their proprietary relationships with manufacturers. And they have financing deals that allow these companies to essentially begin saving money on their lighting immediately. This is unlike, I don't think there's any other company out there that does this particular deal that they do. And that's why I was excited about them. That's why I got involved. They have very little competition. There's a handful of companies in the world that can do what they do. Anybody can buy Force Field Energy by going to FNRG and purchasing FNRG through whatever brokerage account you have. It's on the OTCQB exchange, FNRG. But if you want to get involved in the private placement, situation, and you have $25,000 to invest, you can get the stock, which is currently at like $5.15, at $4. You'll have to hold it for 6 months, but it's a really great opportunity, in my opinion. I believe the stock is going to be worth more worth more than if the 515 it's currently at in 6 months. So, big opportunity to make some money. All you have to do is go to forcefieldenergy.com, click on the contact us thing there, and get in touch with them. You can send them an email, you can give them a call, whatever you want to do for the private placement. You can do that at forcefieldenergy.com. I recommend it.
Story is from CBSNews.com. Caitlin Hunt, she's 19 years old, was 18 at the time when she was in a relationship with her 14-year-old girlfriend. The 14-year-old's parents believe that their daughter is a victim, that Caitlin turned her into a homosexual. But as Mark pointed out, that's really not what the story is about. The story is about that these parents have the ability to use the so-called justice system against somebody that they don't want to be dating their daughter. And is that okay with you? 855-450-FREE. Should this girl be facing 15 years in prison for this? Any time in prison? Even a night in jail? I mean, this is ridiculous.
It seems outrageous to me that a senior can date a freshman and somebody's going to jail. As having been a freshman and having been a senior, I don't think my decision-making skills were really that much different. I mean, we're being housed and educated in the same building. I don't think that it's somehow or another she's some kind of nefarious mastermind to this freshman's meek little naive self. It seems ridiculous to me.
Let's go to you and your thoughts here at 855.
By the way, I dated a girl going into the senior class as I was coming out of my freshman year. So I was a sophomore.
So you were a victim.
I was a victim of this young lady. It was awful.
Sounded like it was fun to me.
Yeah, the life was pretty good, really.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones here and talk to Terrence, listening in Wisconsin to the Mike 92.1 WXXM. Hey, Terrence.
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome, sir.
I was listening to the program. Originally, it sounded like you guys were saying that I was 17 years old. That would have made it slightly different, the conversation I was going to have.
But wait, what do you mean? She was 18. The older girl was 18, the younger girl 14.
Yeah, and I know what you're saying in that regard, but if it was 17, the relationship would have started as a legal relationship and would have transitioned to essentially an illegal relationship. And I think that in that case, there's absolutely a case for the laws being adjusted in such a way that you have to, I mean, obviously she wasn't coercing the person when it was legal, and so how is she coercing it now that, you know, it's an ongoing relationship? I do agree with you that I think it's absolutely ridiculous that, you know, at 18 and 14, they can't make that decision. I changed religions when I was 15 years old. If there had been any kind of, like, a legal mandate that would have forced me to remain in the Catholic religion until I was 18, I would have been livid. Hmm. But as far as, like, the relationships go, I feel like there has to be a sensible way about it. I mean, I know the laws are in place for victims' rights and victims' protection because, you know, of, you know, people who are taking advantage of these young children, you know, but on the other hand, there has to be.
Oh, my goodness. I have to apologize about that to that caller. I think somebody hit a button or something reset at our network studios because literally all five of our phone lines just dropped off. Yeah, they were full of calls, and they all just disappeared. So to that gentleman, I feel like he did certainly get a lot of his thoughts out. If you feel like you got a short shrift there, you're welcome to call back in, and I apologize. We had some technical difficulties there.
Yeah, it's one call a night generally,
yeah.
But if for whatever reason there is a technical difficulty, one can call back.
But saying that he's frustrated by this is ridiculous. I mean, yeah, he understands that there are certain laws in place to stop rape, but this is clearly not rape. But that's what the law says, is that somebody under the age of 16, in the case of Florida, in some places it's 18, but under 16 in Florida cannot consent to having any kind of sexual anything with anyone else.
I think that there has to be some kind of age restriction out there, but I tend to think that every time the government gets involved in anything, they mess it up, and that there's no understanding for these situations where young people are you know, going to be together. If you're talking about people who are attending the same school, it shouldn't be a crime. I mean, they're in a reasonable age bracket with each other. So it should be for, I don't know, 14 years old, it should go up to a certain, you know, 18, 19, 20. Maybe
something
like that.
Well, they actually
do
have that. I should clarify. In Florida, there is some sort of rule, I believe, that makes it so that a...
Ooh, you know what? Legal advice.
I'm rusty
on
Florida.
Different rules. Well, you're right. I'm not doing it with the high school students.
No, but there was a range. Like, if you're over 24, then you get in some real stuff. More coming up.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey Water Filters systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Hey, don't forget, the features on the site do include our bulletin board system. You can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. For free, of course, at bbs.freetalklive.com. Unlike those other talk show hosts, we don't charge you for our website, so go and enjoy bbs.freetalklive.com.
If you are into outdoor activities like camping, hunting, fishing, survival, whatever it might be, manventureoutpost.com has products for you. They've got pistols and long guns and, you know, all kinds of rifle accessories, everything that you might need. They've also got them at the best prices you're going to be able to find, I believe. Because every time I've ever purchased from ManVentureOutpost.com, I've always gotten the best price that I'm able to find, comparative shopping. And I compare, just because, you know, it's important to be able to tell my listeners. Also, they've got, you know, archery and tents and apparel and boating equipment, fish finders, optics, the kind of things that lots of flashlights, knives, the kind of things that you're going to need for an outdoor enthusiast. Go ahead, get the lowest prices that you're able to get on the internet. From what I've seen, in my experience, it's manventureoutpost.com. Take a look there before you buy anything.
Caitlin is 19 now, was 18 at the time. I want to correct an error I made. We'll get right back into your calls. I had said that Florida's age of consent was 16. That's not true. According to Wikipedia, and they cite the Florida Code, the age of consent is 18. And I was remembering there was like a range involved in Florida, and yes. So if you are under 24, so not 24-year-olds, but 23 and under, then you can have a sexual relationship with someone 16 or 17 years old, but no one under the age of 16 is legally able to consent to any kind of sexual relationship with anybody whatsoever. So Caitlin at the time was 18.
I think there's a lot of people listening right now that would feel otherwise, that in fact people under the age of 16 can consent because they do.
Well, and they do, but the law says they can't. Which has resulted in this young lady facing 15 years in prison because she had, I agree with you, Mark, a consensual relationship.
Why in God's name is consensual sex illegal?
I don't understand it. It's really an insult to this young lady who, obviously doesn't feel like a victim in this case because she's continuing the relationship, even under threat of violence from the state. And it's certainly true that a teenager may not realize how serious disobeying a judge's order is, because those judges sure do take it serious, and they'll put your ass in a prison cell because you don't do what they say. It's called violating a bail condition. A contempt of court is a very serious charge. There's no defending against contempt of court. There's not even a statute for contempt of court. It's considered a power that a man in a robe has.
It's a thousand. It's a thousand-year-old right that the judges basically have in order to keep order in the courtroom or whatever it is. But it's grown far beyond. It's unacceptable.
So I want to get to your thoughts, your calls here. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I mean, what I really want to hear from is somebody who agrees with the court. Somebody who agrees with the parents in this case of the so-called victim.
I want to understand, because I don't.
Right. Like, why would you do this to your daughter? You know what's really crazy, right? Like, kids, what is it, reverse psychology? You tell them to do something, they do the opposite. So here the parents are basically telling their daughter, the last thing we ever want you to do in life is to love this other girl with whom you had a relationship. In fact, now the court is telling the very same thing. I mean, if you want to push this girl into this other teenage girl's arms more than anything, keep telling her she can't do it, right?
I think that that's certainly the way it is with some teens. I don't think that's the way it is with every teen.
Well, but it hasn't stopped. They've sent 20,000 text messages since the court ordered them to not have contact, and they've been secretly meeting. Let's go to Bill in Virginia. The toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. Hey, Bill, you're listening to WNIS.
Yes. I've got several problems with this. One, why would a 19-year-old want to date a 14-year-old? That's the first question.
If they were on the same basket. She was 14 at the time, and the girl was 18. It was 18
well,
and 14.
Let's get the ages right, because what Bill...
They met when they were
13. They met when they were 13 and 17.
They were on the same basketball team.
Okay, now why didn't the victim's parents take the cell phone away the first time after it happened? No, I mean, they've got to know... the parents had to know she'd been sitting, you know, be on the phone texting somebody that many times.
Are you asking why didn't they take the cell phone away when they first found out about the relationship, or after they were banned from the court order to contact each other?
The contact, both situations. Because here's the thing, is the parents had to know she was texting somebody that many times. I mean, she had been on the phone, 20,000 messages, that's, you could be on the phone all the time, texting, even at home. And the third thing is, if the daughter got pregnant, the 14-year-old got pregnant, then the parents would have more serious problem.
Yeah, well, so they're better off with a girl-on-girl relationship here. Is that what your claim is?
That's true.
You can go to any public school, high school now, and you're going to find more moms in there going to high school or than you count on two hands in each high school. All the public schools, they're all getting pregnant. That's the thing. That's been like that.
Teen pregnancy is going down now, but that doesn't mean that what you're saying is untrue. There's certainly some pregnant women in high school.
Look, maybe what you're suggesting here, Bill, is that they should have taken her cell phone from her to stop her from contacting this older girl.
They can't make her not be homosexual. What are they going to do, beat her?
No, but what they can't do is they also, I mean, you can take away the cell phone, but that's not going to stop. I mean, there's computer terminals all over the school. She probably has a computer she has access to at home. I mean, what are you going to do, keep her away from a computer for the rest of her, next 4 years until she moves out? That's pretty unrealistic. I mean, they're going to contact each other.
The older woman should have, the female should have taken what the judge said, don't contact her. And now they pay the price for it.
Well, I get what you're saying. Like, when a judge orders you to do something, you usually will get pretty serious penalties if you don't do what the man in the robe says. But that doesn't mean that that was right for that judge to do that, right?
Well, hey, no contact. But, you know, she should...
Right, but they want to contact one another. Why should the parents in this case be able to determine whether or not their daughter can be in this relationship?
Well, it's the same, like, why, if you were young, if you were 14 years old, your parents would say, look, I don't want you hanging around these guys here or this girl here or vice versa. And you know, because they're troublemakers.
But there's no indicator that this girl was a bad girl. Like, there's nothing in the news here saying she was, you know, one of the troubled teens doing drugs outside. No, I mean, there's nothing to indicate that she was anything more than a young lady who, you know, went to school. She went to, you know, obviously was on the basketball team. So clearly, you know, you have to have some level of grades. In most schools, you have to have some minimum grade point average in order to participate in inter-school sports, for instance.
Also, I've never heard of any young people being arrested for hanging around with the wrong group.
And the thing is, well, parents make the rules, but the thing is also is that kids are going to experiment in school. I mean, not in school, but you know what I'm talking about. They're going to experiment with sex. But whether it's gay sex, straight sex, or bisexual sex, they're going to experiment. Kids are kids.
Bill, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. That's what I feel like. You know, young people are going to do that, and so therefore prison shouldn't be an option, especially if what we're talking about is a consensual activity.
But it sounds like parents, I think Bill's right in this, is that the parents are using the parenting technique of using the state to prevent their daughter from contacting this young lady when they can't even create within themselves the constitutional wherewithal to take away this young lady's cell phone.
Yeah.
You don't want her talking to this other young lady? Then take away her cell phone first, before you're going to go in jail, people.
Yeah. That's a good point.
First, take away the cell phone. First, say you're never allowed to touch a computer again. If you're going to be a raging a-hole, be a raging a-hole. Don't bring the state in first.
Well, maybe that's just it. Maybe they wanted to bring the state in so they didn't look as bad. I don't know.
That's what I mean.
They still look bad.
I see them being, you know, making poor choices and poor parenting choices is what I see.
It's a horrible story. Caitlin is facing 15 years in prison over this felony charge. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can, of course, bring up whatever you want. You're welcome to tell your story. Maybe you've been a parent in a similar situation. Because the parents of Caitlin they're shocked by this. They're outraged, clearly,
as they should
about
be.
What is happening to their daughter here. She has never been accused of hurting this other young lady. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often, or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-460-0983. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-460-0983. That's 800-460-0983. Call 800-460-0983.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to powerplucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. Powerplucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN
WGN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition, here to take your calls about whatever you want, 855-450-FREE. You can still comment on the teen lesbian story out of Florida, where one of the couple is looking at 15 years in prison for having a relationship with a 14-year-old girl that she went to high school with, was on the same basketball team with. Toll-free number there, 855-450-FREE. As we continue here, also want to remind you that if you would like to support Free Talk Live, one way to do it is to go to promote.freetalklive.com. We have bumper stickers. They're free. All you have to do is send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the show. We will stuff a bumper sticker in there and send it back to you. So go to promote.freetalklive.com to get the address and get the details on that, as well as other ways to promote Free Talk Live, like web banners and graphics, downloadable flyers, and more. It's all there at promote.freetalklive.com.
You may have heard of the new cryptocurrency called Bitcoins. A large percentage of Americans have heard about it, and it's spreading all the time. And this is a currency that's online, it's peer-to-peer, it's open source, it cannot be counterfeited, it cannot be controlled by a bank, it cannot be controlled by a government, it's completely controlled by the person who possesses the account. And in order to get an account, you're going to, you know, probably the easiest way to do it is to go to blockchain.info. That's blockchain.info to get an account. I was actually working with someone today in order to, start setting up a blockchain account for them, because you can accept Bitcoins at your business. And this is a great way to bring in more customers, because obviously there's few places that people can spend Bitcoins currently. They're growing all the time. Every single week more places are being added. But this is also, you might get a news story in your town if you've got a business and you start accepting Bitcoins. You might be the first place in town
to accept
them.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And it's great. So blockchain.info to get yourself an account in order to start buying, selling, and trading Bitcoins. Blockchain.info.
Yeah, and it's easy. They make it easy, especially with the Android and iPhone apps that they have.
Don't lose your password.
Yeah, bad idea. You definitely don't want it. It's a financial site. It's important to keep those keep track of those things. So 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. The story is, again, coming out of Florida with Caitlin Hunt going to jail. Her bail has been revoked. Why? Because she's still in love. You know what? The court can't stand in the way of her and her her younger teen girlfriend, who's now probably 15. She was 14 at the time of her alleged victimization. They've been banned from Caitlin's been banned from contacting the younger girl, whose name we don't know for age related purposes.
I prefer calling both of these people women or ladies. The fact is that, I'm sorry,
young ladies,
14 years old. People were getting married across Europe a few hundred years ago at this age. I believe Loretta Lynn was married at this age.
Didn't Elvis marry a young girl at that similar age?
Yeah, these kind of things. Well, nobody has any sympathy for men, though. It's always the women.
Right, and I kind of touched on that briefly in the first segment on this, was, well, what if it was, how do you feel about Caitlyn doing this, having a sexual relationship with a younger teenage girl?
Well, I think Caitlyn, because she's the older in a lesbian relationship, essentially gets whatever, sort of societally gets whatever the problems are that males get in a relationship.
Well, she's getting it from the court, that's for sure, just like a male would. But from the perspective of the listener out there, does it make you feel differently? Would it make you feel differently if Caitlyn were a man, if it were Colin and his 14-year-old girlfriend when he was 18 years old? Would that change how you feel?
I think genders absolutely affect this, you know, these decisions for people. If you were talking about an 18-year-old woman and a 14-year-old man, then it would be less of a problem, I think, for most people.
Let's go to Trent, see what you think about this. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Trent is in Virginia, listening to WNIS. Trent, do you think the young lady should be put in prison? Do we have Trent?
It is a long time. 15 years is a very long time. However, you know, I do believe that a law such as this is put in place as a deterrent against more nefarious types of relationships.
Sure, but you don't think they can write a law better?
I do. I do think they can write a law better, but I think
but they don't.
My main point. Well, I think my main point is this. I mean, obviously, this is designed. This is obviously designed as a law to deter, you know, pedophiles or, you know, nefarious sex offenders. Now, unfortunately,
well, hold on, a second. Nefarious. Now, I mean, there's rape, which is a clearly nefarious thing to do, but that's rape. This is not rape. This was not. This was a consensual relationship between these two.
How old is the person? How old would this woman have to be a pedophile, and how young would the other woman have to be?
I think if you're talking about in terms of a pedophile, my personal definition of it would be someone above the age of 18. Now, as far as
she
how
is.
Young, right. Now, as far as how young the victim would have to be, that's the fine line that we have to think about here. Because at 14 years old, do you really understand, whether it be a sexual relationship, whether it be the dangers of driving a car, do you really understand certain dangers that can happen to you?
Me, did you, at 14 years old, understand what sex was?
Hey, I'm 26 years old, and there's still some mysteries there.
I'm telling you is when I was 15 years old, and I was having sexual relations with people that were older than me slightly, I didn't consider those people. I consider myself to be lucky and happy to be there. However, I did not consider myself to be being exploited. Like, that just doesn't jibe with me. I think you're right that these laws were put into place, but there are plenty of poorly written laws that have been put into place throughout history. And if they're going to write laws on ages, they need to err on the side of discretion, not on the side of punishment. And this is kind of scary that a person that goes to high school with some that. But basically, you're going to be in prison for having sex with somebody you go to school with.
On the basketball team together.
I mean, I see what you gentlemen are saying, but I still believe that, you know, and I wasn't there. Obviously, I don't know the conversation that was had, but just like you gentlemen were talking about, I don't think they went full a-hole here. I think they probably sat this young lady down and said, look, we disapprove. I'm talking about the parents here.
Yep, I got you.
We disapprove of the relationship you're having with our daughter. Please. Stop, please. This
oh, continue. You're just assuming
you
that the parents
know.
Had a conversation?
Yeah, you don't know.
We have no evidence of that.
I did say I don't know, but like you said, I mean, because there are a lot of negative connotations to this. Wherever this girl lives, I'm pretty sure her family doesn't want this kind of publicity.
Look, if I'm 18 years old in high school and I'm dating a younger woman who's 14 in that same high school and their parents sit me down and say, we don't approve of you dating our daughter and we're going to do whatever we can to stop you, but we feel our love is so strong that we're willing to sneak around behind our parents' back, I snuck out of windows. I did things that I wasn't supposed to do. Do you think I should be incarcerated for that? And how, if so, how long?
I'm going to half what you said there because initially, no. After the charges were, you know, we've already gone too far now. The charges are there and whatnot. I would say no. At that point, I don't think you should be incarcerated, especially not for 15 years. But now we're into the level of now you're an adult. You're 19 years old now, and you're basically willfully disobeying a court order from a judge. How is that?
Judges, this judge stinks. Look, you know, that's the point. As this judge says, I see nothing wrong here, and dismiss the case.
And that is exactly where my point is coming from, because without these certain laws and these individuals whose job it is to interpret and enforce those laws, you know, everyone out there would be like, well, I don't have to do what the judge says. I mean, you know, forget about him. You know, he's not
okay.
going to do anything to me.
Look, they threw people in jail. And 100 years ago for harboring, a little over 100 years ago, for harboring black people in their home that were trying to escape slavery. Do you think the judges were in the right for throwing those people in jail?
Morally, absolutely not.
Excellent. Now we understand that moral people disobey bad laws.
But that's the thing is, depending on the law, okay, depending on the law, we don't have the luxury of obeying laws that we want to. I mean,
yeah, we should have that, actually.
We don't have the luxury because people with guns will enforce those laws.
But that's what we should do. In fact, and thank you, Trent, for the call tonight. It was Martin Luther King who, and I don't have the quote in front of me. Maybe I can dig it up during the news here in a few moments. But I believe Martin Luther King was one, I'm sure, of many who was famous for pointing out that it is his duty to disobey. As an American, he said, it was his duty, I'm paraphrasing, to disobey bad laws. As a good American, the duty is to disobey bad laws. And
one has a moral responsibility to disobey unjust laws.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think, I disagree that you have a moral, I don't have a moral responsibility to date 16-year-olds when I'm 42, but I don't think that the law, as an individual, police officers and judges, these people are going through it. Well, somebody wrote this, some crooked lawyers who move up to my state capitol wrote this crap down on a piece of paper. I guess I have to enforce it.
Exactly.
And if not, it'll be total social anarchy. What a crazy thing to say.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
But these same people do not follow their own laws.
Oh, hell no, they don't. They don't follow their own rules at all, any way, shape, or form. Your comments, thoughts, coming up.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.